Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And today, we'll talk about what aspects of financial freedom will take effect on your health. So, Del, why would we talk about health? Well, because here lately in the last couple of weeks, they've come up with this thing where they want to put the American Physical Fitness Awards back in again and the American Physical Fitness Challenge, where they're trying to get you to do 100 push-ups and 50 pull-ups and within 10 minutes or whatever, which is something that 99% of Americans could not do, I guarantee you. Maybe 95% of Americans couldn't do it. But that's irrespective of the place. In fact, the reason I'm even doing this today is because of the article that came out in, I think it was the New York Times. I'm not exactly sure. But it was one of those, you know, left-wing type newspapers. And it was saying that this was bad. Trying to get people interested in physical fitness was bad. It was unhealthy. You could hurt yourself. You could injure yourself. And, you know, that's when I just lost it. I go, you know, come on. You're a fat slob, you're out of shape, you don't want to work out, you're lazy. We all get that. But the problem with physical fitness and the problem with financial success and the problem with everything else out there is that we all don't want to be you. We don't want to be this fat, out of shape, unhealthy blob of a human being. And we don't want to be that poor, broke, barely getting by human being either. But what they're saying is that, well, it's injurious, possibly, which is ridiculous. Could somebody injure themselves? You can injure yourself getting out of bed in the morning. You can injure yourself doing anything where you twist your body a way you didn't normally twist, get up out of a chair the wrong way, step and hit a step and not hit it right and twist right. You can hurt yourself a thousand different ways. But we're talking about something here that's completely different. It's called progressive resistance in life. And it is the concept, or based on the concept, that for the body to adapt, you have to stress it. Give it some kind of a stressor. So when I was a young kid, I was 200 pounds in fourth grade. I hated it. Everybody laughed at me. Everybody picked on me. And so I went on a stressor. I went on a diet. I worked out. And could have got hurt. It's a possibility, but that's not how it happens. Let's talk about this push-up thing and this pull-up thing for a second. Then we're going to get into finances because there's a direct parallel here, I guarantee you. And I just want to throw this out here. You go over there to do a push-up, and you try to push up, and you fall flat on your face. Hey, that didn't hurt you. That did stress you a little bit, but that didn't hurt you. So what do? You tuck your knees up underneath of you. You get your arms cocked out to the side, and you go 2 inches. And you do that for a couple days. And then you go 3 and 4 inches. And finally, you get to where you can touch your nose on the ground. Progressively increasing what you do and progressively adaptation to what you've done. To some point, you can do a full push-up. And then you can do 1 and then 5 and then 10. It's an amazing thing how fast these things come about. Same thing with pull-ups. You can't pull yourself up if you're a fat slob. You're going to need someone to help you get up, grab your feet and push you up. Or you need to get your bar down low enough that you can pull yourself up with your feet, push your feet up, and then fight the way back down. And then push yourself back up and fight the way back down. Now, I'm not here to give you an exercise physiology class. I'm making a point that you have to do something to change something. You have to stress. And if you look at where, like, the Democrats are driving me crazy right now, they want crime. They're doing everything. They're letting people out, cashless bail. They're letting people get away with murder. They're just crime is okay. Where do they come up with that complex? You know, because, well, we can't stop it. It's systemic. No, it's not. Trump's proved that. He's only proved it for 12 days. No murders for 12 days. But the bottom line is, you know as well as I do, that if there was a gigantic push for criminal reform, it would reform. Would it be perfect? Never perfect. It's always going to be that crazy little guy that gets a gun and walks out there and kills 10 people. It's going to happen. But that doesn't mean it can't be 100 times better than what it is right now. Same thing with your finances. You're in a situation right now you don't like where you're at. They want to make you believe, whoever they is, the people that are just like you, who don't want to get up off the couch and do something different, or those of you that are in the workforce and you're working every day, you're running on the little wheel every single day, get up, go to work, run on the gerbil wheel, go home, go through the whole thing every day, day after day, week after week. They don't want you to stop doing that. They don't want you to see that there's possibility on the other side of that. They don't want you to even feel healthier while you come do that. They just want you to do it. Be a slave to your job. Be a slave to money. And live life in this very stressful situation. That's what the world wants you to do. And you can sit there and listen to them saying, everything out there, there's a big push right now. Everything out there is a scam. All self-help programs are a ripoff. And if you go out and try one of them, you're going to get ripped off. Well, that might even be true for a very large sum of them, percentage of them. It might be true. But the problem is, if you don't go out and try something, you're never going to get anywhere. It's never going to get any better, right? You have to do something to get better. You have to make that decision you're going to do something to get better. And if you don't do that, then it's never going to get any better. So you have to make that decision. So yes, you can go out and experiment and look at this option, look at that option, try this little thing, try that little thing, and waste a lot of time. I get that. There could be a lot of time wasted because you don't know what to do. But the reality is, I would rather not know what to do, because I was in that boat where I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I didn't know what to do, but I was in search for the right thing to do. And while I was in search for the right thing to do, I got healthier. Just like when I started exercising, I could barely do anything, but in no time at all. The response was I got stronger. I got more athletic. Well, the same thing is true when you start looking into business opportunities and business deals. You're going to get stronger. You're going to start to understand the options, the pros and the cons better, and you're going to get there faster. But it won't happen if you don't get up off the couch and start looking. If you don't get up off the couch and start trying something, right? But then you get thrown into that, well, but I'm too poor. I love this. I've been doing this for 35 years. And by the way, I'm having my 35th anniversary. I'll come back to that in a second. But for 35 years, I've heard, I'm too poor to do this. And then I've heard, I'm too rich to do this. I can't risk the wealth I have. I've worked hard. I've got it. I don't want to risk it. Okay, so you're too poor and you're too rich. This guy goes, I'm too dumb. I don't have the information, the education. I can't do business. And the next guy goes, I'm too smart to do this stupid stuff. Why would I do this dumb stuff when I can go over here and play with the big boys in the stock market and, you know, oil and gold and all that kind of stuff? And on, I'm too old. I'm too young. I've heard it all. And the reality is, neither are you too old, too young, too rich, too poor, too smart, too dumb. The bottom line is, you need to do something. Guys, there's a whole nother world out here called being financially free. Whether or not you want it or not is up to you. But being financially free is something you can work towards. You don't have to absolute. There is no absolute to being financially free. There is no guarantee to being financially free. There is, hey, would you rather be healthier than not healthier? Would you rather be more financially free or closer to financial freedom than not closer to financial freedom? That's the reality that you have to go by, is what is the truth of it all? The truth of it all, everything's a struggle in life. One day they're going to pack you away and put you in a box and bury you. The rest of your life is a struggle. It's a struggle to get better, right? That's all there is to it. And the day you stop that struggle, and by the way, I've seen two or three people recently in my life that you got the phone call from. What do you mean the phone call? It's that call letting you know that it's over. You can hear it in their voice. They've given up. And a week or two later, they'll be dead. Ozzy Osbourne, his last tour. You know he knew he was going to die. That was letting everybody know, this is my last phone call, man. I'm telling you, this is it. It's my last shot before I go down. And I've had two or three other people in my life that that's happened in the last couple of months, that I got that phone call and I knew, boy, it's over. So up until that point, guys, you got to do everything you can do to live life the best you can live it. And I pulled this up on AI. I always like to pull stuff up on AI and see what the collective knowledge of the world would tell you about something. And I asked, what is the psychological drain from not being financially free? And it reads, not being financially free creates a significant psychological drain leading to chronic stress, anxiety, and a diminished sense of control over one's life. The weight of debt and a lack of financial security can negatively impact nearly every aspect of a person's well-being. Whew! Don't have enough money. That's it. Don't have enough money. I need more money in my life. I need more cash flow. That's what it comes down to. Well, I'm waiting for the lottery. You wait a long time, guy. I hope you get it just for your own sake, but you're waiting a long time when you could easily be out there doing something to add to your financial security. It goes on and says mental and emotional health, chronic stress and anxiety, constant worry about paying bills, covering emergencies, and managing debt triggers the body's stress response, releasing hormones like cortisol, which will kill you. This sustained state of unease can contribute to the development of exacerbation of anxiety disorder. Man, there you go. You just start reading this stuff and you're seeing this. You know, I'm pulling this up. This is innocuous, whatever AI pulled up. But, hey, this is the collective information out there on the web saying this is what being, you know, having lack of financial freedom can do to you physically. Now, add to that that you're not working out. So, well, I don't have enough time to fix the finances, let alone time to work out, let alone time to take my kid to the baseball game, let alone time to take my daughter to ballet, let alone time to get up and play with my kids before I go to work because they're young and I'll never see them in their onesies and twosies and threesies years of age. That's all sad, guys. It's all sad. I spent all my time with my daughter when she was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way up, even her elderly age. I've spent time because why? Because I was financially free at 34 years of age, 35, 34 and a half, whatever it is, somewhere in that, whatever that actual date was, I don't know. I guess it was really one of those things where it was all those dates because it was a ongoing process. I was far enough along that I was able to quit my 12-hour day, 6-day-a-week job, and work on my real estate, which meant I had all the time in the world to spend with my daughter. So I had all the time in the world to spend with my daughter, all the time in the world to work out, all the time in the world to study, all the time in the world to go look for deals, all the time in the world to date, because I was single at the time, had gone through a divorce. All that. I had all that time. Isn't that amazing? And I didn't have all that stress. I didn't have all that depression. And because of that, I started Lifestyles because I was out there having fun. People want to go, what the heck did you do? How did you do this? And I said, okay, I'll tell you. I'll show you. Come with me. And we started Lifestyles Unlimited. And I've been doing that for 35 years now, helping people see the light at the other end of the tunnel. It's out there, guys. But it is a tunnel when you're looking down it. You're going, oh, my gosh, it's like a little speck of light down there. I'm so far away. Go, well, there's only one direction to go, and that's towards the light. You need to get out there and do that. Which reminds me again, for those of you just tuned in, I'm having my 35th anniversary event. It's going to be at Houston, Texas. It'll be September 4th. It's a Thursday evening from 6 till like 9, 6 till 8. Then we're going to go out to eat dinner and network the heck out of it, okay? Then Saturday and Sunday, the following Saturday and Sunday, which would be, I believe, the 6th and the 7th, I will be teaching the two-day. Now, I don't normally teach the two-day anymore. However, for the anniversary, I'm going to teach it. And this time, not only am I going to teach the stuff, the startup information you need to get started, everything, how to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, feasibility, close, finance, renovate, lease up, and then operate and sell the property, everything on these deals. Not only am I going to go through that, I'm going to go through how this stuff has changed over the years, which is for people who want to come back and hear this would be interesting to them to see how it has changed, how much differently we have to approach it now than we could have approached it in the past. And I think that's interesting for people, so you want to come. All right, so we're going on here, and it's talking about mental and emotional health, and it goes, reduce it. Not only does this, you know, not having financial freedom create depression and hopelessness, it reduces self-esteem and creates shame. Think of that. How does that affect you? It affects you in almost everything you do. It says financial instability. All right, we'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about stressing the body to make it grow. So we talk about physical stress, which makes you get in better physical condition. We talk about financially stretching the body the right way to go out and try to save a little bit of money. That's a physical stress on most families. And take that little bit of money and invest it correctly and start to grow as a financial being. If you don't, we've already talked about some of the physical problems that it creates. Here's one that's talked about: reducing self-esteem and shame. Financial instability, often stigmatized in society, causing individuals to feel a sense of inadequacy and failure. This can lead to low self-worth and a feeling of shame, causing people to isolate themselves socially. Wow. So not only do you not live the great life everybody lives, but you really get down on yourself. And once you start to get down on yourself, you start to believe you can't do something. And if you believe you can't, then you can't. Before you can, you have to believe you can. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And so what I want to do, I want to get you in here. I want to get you in here for my 35th anniversary workshop, because I'm going to help you conceive it and work on you believing that this stuff can work for you. Doesn't work for everybody, don't get me wrong. This is not a cure-all, be-all to everybody. But for most people, once you see what I can teach you, what I will teach you, you're going to see options you never believed existed before. And so you want to get in here. I'm going to give you an offer that normally the membership's $740 for a year. You can get in for $197, I believe it is. And that's a year for you and your family, husband, wife, and children 18 and younger. And if you add $1 to that when you go to sign up, you can get a membership for one more person. Again, that would be a full family membership, also husband, wife, kids. So to do that, you're going to need to text the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Now, while you're writing that down, I'm going to share with you something sad. You know, last segment we talked about me having 2 and 3 and 4 people I knew in the last couple of months that have gotten to that point where you knew it was over. I just got while I was on the break, a text saying that another one of our friends was very ill. And Mayor, you know, had to go back to the hospital for a second time in a row and struggling and, you know, might be put on life support type of stuff. Guys, it's going to end someday. I don't mean to be mean or rude or in any way disrespectful. You know, it's going to end someday. The only thing worse than an ending is have not lived. The problem is not dying. The problem is to have not lived your entire life. What have you done? What are you doing right now? You have X number of days, weeks, months, and years left. What are you doing with them? Right? When you leave, hand off all of your accomplishments to this earth. What are they? Small, large, it doesn't matter. Something. What did you accomplish? Right? Now, if you don't have financial freedom, if you don't have physical fitness, you're going to have stress. Your body's going to take on stress one way or another. So why not stress it in a good way, exercise it, and it grows? Why not stress it in a good way, save some money, buy some investments, and they grow? Why not create good stress that has great outcomes instead of bad stress? In this article, it talks about cognitive drain, the constant focus on money problems, referred to as scarcity mindset, drains mental energy, impairs cognitive function, making it difficult to concentrate, to make clear decisions, and to plan for the future. Are you hung up right now? Do you get up every day, go to work, and you just dread it? Or maybe even you like your job. That's not even your problem. Maybe you like your job. You don't dread your job. But you're looking at your financial situation. I don't know how many people have come and joined up the Lifestyles after they had their first big meet with a financial planner. And the financial planner goes, this isn't going to get you there. If you keep on the path you're on, you're not going to get there. You're not going to be able to retire. Or you're going to be able to retire with, you know, like $5,000 a year, $10,000 a year, some ridiculous thing. I mean, Social Security's got to be at least a couple thousand a month, right? So it's going to be tough. And people go, wow, that's not what I had anticipated. Now, if you're already struggling to make ends meet, you're already struggling to figure out how to put your kids through college if you want that to be the case. If you're struggling on how to pay your bills, man, it's even worse, huh? Because that type of cognitive drain will just destroy you. Now, it hasn't even talked about the physical aspects. Physical health, it will create sleep disturbances, financial worries, frequently disrupted sleep patterns. Research shows strong correlation between perceived financial hardship and increased risks of insomnia, poor sleep quality, and insufficient sleeping duration. Physical symptoms of stress are chronic financial stress can manifest physically as headaches, muscle tension, high blood pressure, heart issues, and digestive problems. Unhealthy coping with mechanisms. In an effort to cope with financial pressure, individuals may turn to unhealthy behaviors like overeating, substance abuse, compulsive spending. These actions often provide only temporary relief and can worsen their financial and mental state in the long run. You see it spiraling out of control. And you look at it as, again, the reason we go back to the beginning is that here we are, we have this country that's obese. A very large percentage of Americans are obese, 60% or something like that. And they're saying, look, let's start with a push-up. Let's start with one push-up. Let's try to get one pull-up. Let's work our way up to we can do, you know, 100 push-ups. And that's not in a row, by the way. That's like if you can do 20 and rest and do 20 and rest and 20, whatever, you know, 5 sets of 20 or 10 sets of 10, whatever. Let's just get to where you can do some exercise. And same thing with pull-ups. That's all they're asking. And people are freaking out going, oh, my gosh. How do I do that? Simple. One push-up. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, the same thing with what we do. How do you start becoming financially free? We buy you one asset. Let's work on getting you in here, showing you where the money can be had, how to use creative financing to buy you one rent house. Just one. We won't even talk about the end goal. You'll get to meet all kinds of people if you come to this 2-day. In fact, you'll come to this Thursday night thing, and I'm going to have all kinds of people there with incredible stories that you can meet. You can network. You can ask questions of. You know, there'll be a panel discussion, but they're all going to be there to ask. Even the people that aren't on the panel are going to be there. It's going to be an open house. If these people will tell you anything you want to know. How did you do it? Here's how I did it, right? You got to come to that. You got to come to the 2 days. Same thing's going to be true there. I'll be teaching you what I know, 35 years of experience. And at the same time, I'm bringing in all these people that have already gone through the program and succeeded. And they're going to be out there telling you, yeah, sitting in that very same seat you're sitting in right now. I had the very same feelings you're having right now. I didn't think I could do it. It didn't seem right. And then, boom, the information set me free. And that's what you need, is you need some psychological freedom, right? Mental and emotional health starts with psychological freedom. You need to believe that it can work. And so to make it financially easy enough for you to afford this, I've knocked the price down from $740 for a year to $197 for this special. Now, this is not all the time, guys. This is for my special. And to get that, you're going to have to go and text the word radio to 88007. That's 88007. Text that word radio, R-A-D-I-O, to 88007. Get $197 for a year for you, the spouse, husband, wife, and kids 18 and younger. And for only $1 more, you can sign up another membership for one person or family or whatever, you know, you want to set it up for. So $198 for two memberships. There's no financial reason you can't do this. If you got another person to go with you, that's $200. That's $100 each. That's dinner. That's dinner at any inexpensive place you'd ever go, right? Any inexpensive place you'd ever go. All you have to do is just do it. So how do you get into that price? Text the word radio to 88007. All right, moving on. What is the psychological and physiological drain from not being financially free? And we've covered a lot of territory here. I'm going to cover the social aspect of it. It's interesting. It says, the feelings of shame and embarrassment about one's financial situation can lead to social withdrawal. Individuals may avoid social activities and distance themselves from friends and family, which further exacerbate the feeling of loneliness and despair. So, guys, one of the things that Lifestyles offers that was never really intended to be this, it just really grew out of it for 35 years now, is that it's a gigantic group of like-minded people. When you come here, it's going to be people just like you. It's every age, every race, every nationality, everything you can think of, mixture. But all that mixing pot has one thing in common. They're people who are tired not being financially free and are looking for a way to improve their financial situation, whether it's to become totally financially free, whether it's just to be able to replace their earned income with passive income, or whether it's just add some additional passive income to your income you already have. Whatever level it is, it doesn't matter. These people are here because they want to change their financial situation. And what's interesting is you can't talk about that to anybody else in the world. You can't talk to your kids about it, right? Can't talk to your spouse about it even sometimes. There's a little thing here that says finances are leading cause of conflict, arguments and resentment in relationships. Financial strain can lead to communication breakdowns, financial infidelity, keeping the money secret from your spouse and kids, and emotional distance between partners. So sometimes you can't even talk to your family about what you're thinking about money. But when you come to Lifestyles, it's going to blow your mind. Everybody's talking about money. Everybody's talking about how much they have, how much more they'd like to get their hands on, how much they need as a regular reoccurring allotment to feel like they can retire or not retire. Everybody's discussing how they saw people. This guy do it and that guy do it and this family do it and that family do it. And you're meeting those people that they're talking about. You go, wow, what a story. And then you meet the person. And you go, this is something. Now, this social aspect of Lifestyles, I didn't plan this. This was not designed into it. It just happened. And it happened because I'm so open with everything I do. I'm so, you know, willing to share anything and everything you want to know. that everybody else goes like, well, I guess I might as well share also. And also I ask people to give back. In Lifestyles, we have a joke. You're going to get that phone call one day. And what is that phone call? That phone call is, hey, come back and tell your story. Come back and get on stage and tell your story. Tell everybody else what you went through to get there. And share your deals, share your successes, even share your failures, your stumbles, you know, so other people don't have to go through them. This type of social interaction is as powerful as the direct financial information for some people. Some people have the financial information and won't take action because they don't believe. And this social interaction can sometimes be the final straw. I've seen husbands and wives come in fighting, going, there's no way, this can't be real, blah, blah, blah. Skeptic, hard, bang, skeptic. Talk to two or three families just like themselves, go, really? You did the same job we had? You have the same issues we have? You have kids like we have? You have all the same problems and challenges we had, and it worked with you? Maybe it'll work for me too. You know, there's no guarantee in life in anything. Nothing is guaranteed. But maybe it works for you. Isn't it at least worth it for you to find out? I'm giving you an opportunity to come in for $197 for a year. You got to sign up. You got to get in here. We have online. You can listen to the thing online and watch it online if you can't make it. But you need to be signed up. So you need to join up. But instead of paying $740, pay $197 for a year. For a dollar more, for $198, you get two memberships. Split it with somebody. Split it with two families. It's less than dinner for most of your families. Change your life. By coming in live, though, what you get that you don't get by watching it on the internet or, you know, on a live stream, is you don't get that connection, that interaction. That interaction's worth every penny of getting a plane ticket and getting over here. I guarantee you, it's worth every penny that everybody's ever came has told me. Yeah, I learned a lot by watching it online, information. But when you come and see the people and meet the people, it's much better. And that's why I'd like to see you get out here. Again, the dates for this thing is September 4th is a Thursday night class with all the panel discussion and lots of the OGs, the big people have been around forever, success people and mentors. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it'll be me teaching you for 2 days, and there'll be other people there, lots of members, because they want to come back and hear what I have to say about what's changed in the last 35 years and how we did this and what's different now, right? And I'm going to share all that stuff. I'm going to give you the insight you need to be able to do this. But when you do, and you get out there and start making these changes, it's going to be like building muscle. A little bit is going to lead to a lot. The more you do, the better off you'll be. As long as you follow what I tell you to do. Can people get hurt? Training? Yeah, you can be overzealous. If you don't follow the workout plan, I've torn a few muscles in my life. Hurt a few joints because I wanted to lift 8,000 pounds that day. And it paid the price. So you just need to follow the workout plan. Do what we show you how to do, stick to it, and then you're going to get that growth. Will there be pains along the way? Yeah, there'll be a little sore muscle here and there. Yeah, you're going to do stuff you've never done before. You're going to have to stretch a little bit, take some stretching. Maybe, you know, you're not good at talking to people, speaking with people. You're not a public kind of person. And you're a little public speaking skill set here. You know, whatever it is. But whatever it is, don't let it hold you back. So let's get on the phone right now. Before you forget, do not stop. Text the word radio to 88007. Text radio to 88007 and change your life forever. And I look forward to seeing you there on my anniversary meeting. Have a great day. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.